So like I said, we do have the Marshall brothers with us this morning, and we're glad to have them with us. So you pray for them. I'm going to ask them to just come and sing, testify whatever God lays on their heart to do this morning. You pray for them. I'm sure you won't bother them. If you say amen, or if you clap along with them, if you know the song, sing along with them. Try to get in the same key, please. But they say I've got whoopinitis, that everybody else sings, and I think I've got to sing with them. So maybe that's what you've got, too, if it's being diagnosed. Dr. Brad just diagnosed you. So sing along with them. Enjoy the music. Enjoy being in God's house and fellowship with Him. We should be able to come to God's house and enjoy it. Feel at home in God's house this morning. So you pray for them as they come.
Thank y'all so much. I do want to say to begin with that that applause is for the Lord and what He allows us to do. It doesn't have anything to do with us. And I know these guys have heard me say that so many times they probably get tired of it. But I want to make sure I say that to begin with. We enjoy it, and we get a joy out of getting up here and playing like this and get a blessing out of it, but it's not about that. And we're liable to make several mistakes and mess up, but it's not about that. It's about bringing glory to the Lord and what He allows us to do. So, in saying that, I won't talk too awful much. We'll try to just play and go along. I'll tell you who everybody is real quick. Usually my brother Steve's standing here playing that mandolin, but he's not here, so this is my brother Greg in today. Greg Jones. I've got a brother Greg, but this is my other brother Greg. Greg Jones up here playing the mandolin with us. My son Ben playing the bass right here, and then Patrick Lindsay playing the guitar, and I'm Eric Marshall. And we'll go right on ahead and play something else. Won't you do Old Crossroads right quick? I'll step around and let you go.
Oh, my brother, he this morning
Ben, I give him a fit all the time. I'm blessed to have him up here with me. I will say this. This is the best bunch of guys that pretty picked. Not saying anything bad against my brother now not being here today. He had to work. He couldn't help it. But Ben goes anytime. Of course, he don't have much choice right now because he can't drive yet. But he goes to me anytime we play to church. He's never one time said he didn't want to go or he couldn't go or he had too much going on or whatever. He's always just ready to go. Patrick over there, as many shows we played this last year, he's got his family to deal with and he's got his job to keep up with and everything. But he told me before if it was a church to let him know and he'd make sure he could, if he could be there, he would. And Greg Jones right here, bless his heart. I call him in a minute's notice and he'll show up and play with us on a show like this anytime. And I really appreciate him for that. But again, that's the Lord has blessed me to be able to get up here and play with these guys. So I started all that out to tell you about him right here. He's 4 years ago, he looked at me and said he wanted to learn to play the bass. And I showed him what I knew about the bass, and it took me about 2.5 minutes. That's all it took me. And he was off. But it's not, again, it's not anything we do. You can say he's got a talent, but that talent was given to him by God to be able to play like he does. To be able to sing like he does and all up here. And I'm going to get him to sing a little bit of lead for you on this next one. But I'm just real thankful for him. And I want to thank God for having him up here with me and playing and singing like this. We'll get him to do this, and I'll stop talking before I get started talking in one of them circles I was talking about before. We're going to do On the Way to Canaan's Land.
A song here, I'll take just a minute to introduce it. It's a song that touches my heart because, you know, I've never had a lot of money in this world. I don't know that I ever will, and I honestly don't care. If I've got enough to take care of my family and left to survive on and to live on, I'm perfectly happy because I'm not planning on taking a U-Haul behind me when I go to the funeral home. I'm not planning on taking it with me because I don't have it to take. I've told my kids, go ahead and don't plan on getting a big inheritance, because even if I was to end up with a lot of money, I'm going to give it all away. Amen, this song says some people cheat, steal, and lie just to have the money and the wealth and the power. And what speaks to me about the song is, because it says, I'd rather have a home in heaven with the Lord and know that I've done right by everything I've had, whether I've had money or not. And if I've done it right and I've lived for the Lord, it'll be worth it all in the end.
Amen.
Worship with us this morning. We sing a song called The House of Gold.
Free! Well, many times along the way, my faith has grown weak, and burdens seem to rise on every hand. But when I still lay in prayer, he answers my pleas, my every need he understands.
Born again, free from sin, I'm happy night and day. Makes me sad, oh, there's no doubt, I know I'm born again.
Well, Satan tries to tell me, only thought I got saved. He tries to tell me what a fool I've been. But when my mind goes back to that old church where I prayed, I know that I've been born again.
Born again, free from sin, I'm happy night and day. Makes me shout, there's no doubt, I know I'm born again.
Here that the Easter Brothers did this song, and back my daddy got ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. They diagnosed it in 2006, and in September 2007 he passed away from it. And if you know much about Lou Gehrig's disease, you're kind of trapped in your own body. You know what's going on, your mind's still good, but you can't move around. Daddy would sit there, and he would, for a long time there, he seemed to get really depressed about it and everything. You would. I mean, you think if you'd stuck there like that. And come in one day, and he kept pointing over at the CD player. Well, he had this CD of the Easter Brothers in there. He played this song. So after that, me and Steve started doing it some for him. And just listen to the words in the song. It's one called A Heart That'll Never Break Again.
I remember standing by my daddy's bedside as the tears filled up the wrinkles on his face. As I held his withering hand, he smiled and whispered, "Son, I'm going to live in a better place, and I'll have eyes that will never
and wither.
the blind of all the earth will then be open, and they'll join the victory march with all the lame, and the deaf who never heard the roar of thunder will rejoice to hear the Savior call their name. And I'll have eyes that will never fill with teardrops. I'll have legs that will never ache with pain. I'll have hands that will never age and wither, and a heart that will never break again, and a heart that will never break again.
Amen. One junior did.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's right there. I'll switch spots with you.
Good. Right there in G.
I'm going to drink a little bit of this water right here.
Yes. This is a song that written by a lady named Judy Marshall from the Marshall family. And this has such a humble spirit about the way the song's even written. Always speaks to me when I hear it, and always speaks to me when I get to sing it. And I pray this morning that it'll speak to your heart. Because it says, when I'm in the lowest valley, I can still climb the highest hill.
Amen.
Lord, I don't want to do one thing on my own. Put me where you want me, Lord. It's where I belong. Give me the strength to do your precious will. And when I'm in the lowest valley, I can climb the highest hill. Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. Lord, I want to do the things you want me to do. Lord, I want to live in the center of thy will. And when I'm in the lowest valley, I can climb the highest hill. Hearts have grown cold, forgotten how to pray. But if I live to be 100, I'll keep holding to your hand until you come and take me home to your promised land. Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. Lord, I want to do the things you want me to do. Lord, I want to live in the center of thy will. In the lowest valley, I can climb the highest hill.
And when I'm in the lowest valley, I can climb the highest
hill. We'll try this song right here. This is one me and Ben have only been doing a short time. It's one that Steve Sexton, when he used to play with us all the time, Steve played with his daddy for years, from the time he was about that tall off the top of the podium, up till now. He ain't much taller than that now, is he, Ben? We give him a hard time. We called him Little Steve when he played with us because my brother's name's Steve, so I had to call him Little Steve. He's a little smaller. But anyway, I shouldn't talk about him not being here, should I? That's where the song come from. I told y'all, I talk circles once I start talking. Him and his daddy did a fine job on this, and there's so many songs they come up with that just a blessing to me, and this is one of them. If I can remember all the words, we'll try this. I hold a clear title to a mansion. Thank you, buddy. I don't even need a tuner. I got Ben up here with me. I think the first word's on it.
I've heard people talk about heaven, and they tell of its beauty so rare. Then one day I purchased a title to a mansion in that land so fair. It was given to me without money, though it cost my dear Savior his life. Without murmur, for me he paid the great price. Oh, I hold a clear title to a mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare. Fire cannot touch it, floods cannot harm it, and it never will need no repair. The termites can bar it. Foundation, for on the rock of ages it stands. I feel that it's almost completed and ready for me to move in. Signed and recorded the day Jesus saved me from sin. My name was engraved in gold letters in the Lamb's Book of Life, safe within. I'm an heir to a mansion in glory, when from this old world I must go. I'm waiting for Jesus to call me, then I'll lay down my cross and go home. Oh, I hold a clear title to a mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare. Fire cannot touch it, floods cannot harm it, and it never will need no repair. The termites can bar its foundation, for on the rock of ages it stands. I feel that it's almost completed and ready for me to move in. Oh, I feel that it's almost completed and ready for me to move in.
You gonna go to C?
Yeah.
I must go to C, do I find a way?
stop, y'all tell us, because we will play. Give you a good example, me and Ben started, well, actually, me and Ben and Greg started about 6 o'clock last week at Galax one night, Thursday night. Me and you stopped, Ben stopped at 3:30 in the morning, and me and Greg stopped at about 5:30 in the morning, and started back up at about, what, 9 maybe?
About 9.
So we'll go, so don't tell us to go just as long as we can now. We'll miss lunch and everything. You're going to do, we're going to be.
Each day I'll do,
each day I'll do
a golden deed,
a golden deed,
by helping those
who are in need,
who are in need.
My life on earth
is but a span,
is but a span.
And so I'll do
the best I can.
Life's evening sun
is
sinking low,
is sinking low. A few more days,
I must go,
and I must go
to meet the deed.
That I have done,
where there will be
no setting sun.
While going down
life's weary road,
I'll try to live
some travelers low.
I'll try to change
the night to day.
Make flowers bloom
along the way.
Life's evening sun
is sinking low.
A few more days.
I must go
to meet the deeds
that I have done.
Where there will be
no setting sun.
To be a child
of God each day.
My light must shine
along the way.
I'll sing his praise
while the ages roll
and try to help
some troubled soul.
Life's evening sun
is sinking low.
A few more days.
I must go
to meet the deed
that I have done.
Where there will be
no setting sun.
Okay, this next song we're about to do, I don't really have much to say about it, but it's one entitled I've Found the Way.
I found the way, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
we'll try this last one right here. And we appreciate y'all letting us be a part of your homecoming service. We really do. We've already got a blessing now just being up here and being able to play for you and sing for you. So we'll try this one right here, another a cappella one. And this is completely unrehearsed. I don't know, Greg, if you'll get the baritone. Okay. Do a little bit of There Is a God. Let me see a C chord out. There is a God and only one who made the earth and sun. He made all things, created man according to His plan. There is a God, and He is real.
And He is real.
Deep in my heart,
deep in my heart,
His love I feel.
His love I feel.
When I am laid,
when I'm laid
beneath the sod,
beneath the sod,
I'll see and know.
I'll see and know.
There is a God. Sin and shame, the blessed Savior came. He lifted me on higher ground. Now heaven I am bound. There is a God.
There is a God.
And He is real.
And He is real.
Deep in my heart,
deep in my heart,
His love I feel,
His love I feel.
When I am laid,
when I am laid
beneath the sod,
beneath the sod,
I'll see and know.
I'll see and know.
There is a God.
There is a God.
There is a God.
There is a God.
And He is real.
And He is real.
Deep in my heart,
deep in my heart,
His love I feel,
His love I feel.
When I am laid,
when I am laid
beneath the sod,
beneath the sod,
I'll see and know.
I'll see.